Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. His given name was Claude, but everybody called him Benny. Benny Benjamin. He was one of the songwriters to emerge near the end of the Great American Songbook.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Benjamin, an African-American songwriter born in the Virgin Islands, collaborated mainly with two Jewish songwriters born and raised in New York. First, he wrote with Saul Marcus, and then he wrote with George David Weiss. Although both men had more hits with Benjamin than any other collaborators, each wrote important songs on his own. In 1944, Marcus collaborated with Eddie Seiler and Guy Wood on Till Then, a World War II ballad that combined longing with a plea for fidelity. In 1952, George Shearing wrote Lullaby of Birdland as an instrumental. Weiss added lyrics using the pseudonym B.Y. Forster.
Till then, my darling, please wait for me. Till then, no matter when it will be, one day I know I'll be back again. Please wait till then. Our dreams will live though we are apart. Our love I know we'll keep in our hearts. Till then, when all the world we must cross, and mountains that we must climb. I know every gain must have a loss, so pray that our loss is nothing but time. Till then, let's dream of what there will be. Till then, each memory. Till then, when I will hold you again, please wait till
Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, mill and coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I cry in my pillow. Me sweet, and we'll go flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love. Bill and Coo, when they love, that's the time.
The Mills Brothers with Till Then and Ella Fitzgerald, Lullaby of Birdland. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Benjamin was born in 1907, but he didn't make an appearance as a songwriter until 1941. George Gershwin had already died, and such songwriters as Leo Robin and Julie Stein, about Benjamin's age, had established themselves a decade earlier. But Benjamin, from a poor family, first worked as a tailor and cabinet maker. He studied guitar and banjo, and eventually worked as a studio musician. But he had little success as a songwriter until he began to work for a music publisher and formed a collaboration with composer Saul Marcus in the mid-30s. They had no success until 1941, when, with Eddie Seiler and Ed Durham, they wrote "I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire." These are the Ink Spots.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire, and that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
The Ink Spots, "I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire." 2 years later, Benjamin and Marcus had another hit, this time collaborating with Ed Seiler. The song became popular in England as well as America, because it resembled a series of anthem-like war ballads that originated in Great Britain, the White Cliffs of Dover and We'll Meet Again among them. This is Vera Lynn with When the Lights Go On Again.
When the lights go on again, the world, and the boys are home again, all over the world.
And rain or snow is all that may fall from the skies above. A kiss won't bring the fire, but hello to love.
When the
Vera Lynn, When the Lights Go On Again. Beginning with the end of the war and continuing for the next decade, Benjamin wrote almost exclusively with George David Weiss. If you look at the singers who recorded his ballads, you see one of the ways the music business was changing. Right after the war, Frank Sinatra recorded one of his songs, and so did bandleader Frankie Carl. Sinatra had left the Dorsey Band, and the center of interest and authority was shifting from bands to singers. Even so, Carl persisted. He took to the road, he made recordings, he showed up on early television. He, Benjamin, and Weiss collaborated on a song made into a hit by Frank Sinatra in 1946, and then in that same year, he and his orchestra had a hit recording of another Benjamin Weiss song. Oh, what it seemed to be, and rumors are flying.
It was just a neighborhood dance. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball. With costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on the train, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there, 'cause you said, yes, I do, to me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there, 'cause you said, yes, I do, to me.
Sending me by.
by the dozen, and they wonder about the hours that you spend with me. It keeps them buzzing, rumors are flying. I'm not denying that people are sure I'm falling in love with you. Cause for a change, darling, are true. Rumors are flying, and I'm not denying that people are sure I'm falling in love with you.
Frank Sinatra, Oh, What It Seemed to Be, and Frankie Carl's orchestra with a vocal by Marjorie Hughes, Rumors Are Flying. By the late 40s and early 50s, more and more records featured solo singers backed by studio musicians, but the names were changing. Sinatra's career would soon go into free fall, the band singers were fading away, and the first generation of crooners was aging. New names captured the attention of Bobby Soxers and even their parents. Doris Day and Buddy Clark, Confess.
Confess.
Confess, confess.
Why don't you confess?
Say yes, say yes.
I wish you'd reveal to me.
Reveal to me.
The way that you feel.
Why don't you tell me the way that you'd feel?
Confess.
Confess, confess.
It isn't a crime.
Oh, no, no crime.
To open your heart to me.
Confide in me.
And say that you're mine.
Why don't you tell me you're gonna be mine?
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through. Confess,
confess, confess.
Please don't make me guess.
Don't make me guess.
If you really care for me,
if you could care,
then darling, confess.
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 Why don't you confess?
Say yes, say yes.
I wish you'd reveal to me.
Reveal to me.
The way that you feel.
You know the way that I feel.
Confess.
Confess, confess.
It isn't a crime.
Oh, no, no crime.
To open your heart to me.
Confide in me.
Man, say that you're mine.
Why don't you tell me you're gonna be mine?
How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through.
Confess.
I'm ready now to confess.
Please don't. Won't make me guess.
Won't make you guess.
If you really care for me,
I really do.
Then, darling, confess.
So now, let's both confess.
From 1948. Doris Day and Buddy Clark with Weiss and Benjamin's Confess. Although new singers seemed to be arriving daily in the late 40s into the 50s, others hung on successfully despite the changes in styles and the coming of rock and roll. Perry Como first came to public notice in the late 30s, and he survived into the age of television, catering mainly to an older audience. A new singing group, the Ames Brothers, was every bit as successful in the 50s, relying mainly on traditional ballads, novelties, and harmonies. Two more songs by Benjamin and Weiss. From 1948, Perry Como, Surrender, and from 1950, the Ames Brothers, Can Anyone Explain?
Surrender, why don't you surrender? How long can your lips live without a kiss? Surrender, I beg you, surrender. How long can your heart resist?
Give love a start.
think with your mind, just feel with your heart. Can anyone explain the wonder of love? No. Sharing a sigh, we know, yes, we know. With your mind, just feel with your heart.
Can anyone explain the wonder of love? No, no, no. But now that you and I are sharing a sigh, we know, yes.
Perry Como, Surrender, and the Ames Brothers, Can Anyone Explain? You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. As you listen to these songs and performances, you begin to wonder if anybody had heard of jazz. In the decade after the end of World War II, as the Cold War settled in, America was a strange mix of conventional suburban living and the embrace of affluence, with the hidden vitality of rhythm and blues that would eventually explode into rock and roll. Arranger conductors like Percy Faith, Mitch Miller, and Gordon Jenkins made lush recordings that came later to be known as elevator music. It wasn't the songs, it was the arrangements and the ways they were performed. Gordon Jenkins' orchestra, I Don't See Me in Your Eyes Anymore.
I don't see me in your eyes anymore. Oh, why can't I make them shine as before? I don't see you. For your heart in your kiss, when you should sigh that your mind you resist.
There was a time life was fine, love was to see, but now I doubt what the outcome will be.
I pray you'll say I'm the one you adore. See me
in your eyes as before.
From 1948, Gordon Jenkins Orchestra with Weiss and Benjamin's I Don't See Me in Your Eyes Anymore. There are very few clear lines in history. The fact that something begins doesn't mean that something else immediately ends. History's messy. In the early 50s, just as rock and roll was about to descend, the ballads of the Great American Songbook continued to find audiences. But the arrangements were often overblown and gimmicky. There was less and less honest singing, but there were new names and they had hits. The music was beginning to feel very tired. K-Star, Wheel of Fortune, and Patti Page, Cross Over the Bridge.
there's had a gal in each and every port. And you forgot the rules of love that life has always taught. And if you broke as many hearts as ripples in a stream, well, brother, here's the only way that you can be redeemed. Cross over the bridge, cross over the bridge. Change your reckless way of living. Cross over the bridge, leave your fickle past behind you, and true romance will find you, brother. Cross over the bridge. If you have built a boat to take you to the greener side, and if that boat is built of every lie you ever lied, you'll never reach the promised land of love, I guarantee. 'Cause lies cannot hold water and you'll sink into the sea. Cross over the bridge, cross over the bridge. Change your reckless way of living. Cross over the bridge, leave your fickle past behind you, and true romance will find you, brother. Cross over the bridge. I know it isn't easy to resist temptation's call, but think of how your broken heart will hurt you when you fall. 'Cause someday you will find that you are hopelessly in love, and she'll belong to someone else as sure as stars above. Cross over the bridge, cross over the bridge. Change your reckless way of living. Cross over the bridge, leave your fickle past behind you, and true romance will find you, brother. Cross over the bridge, cross over the bridge, cross over the bridge, brother. Cross over the bridge.
From 1951, K-Star, Wheel of Fortune. And from 1954, even though Benjamin and Weiss wrote it in 1945, Patti Page, Cross Over the Bridge. Joni James came out of nowhere and had hit after hit in the 50s before leaving the music business to care for her ailing husband. Her recordings all had that kind of pumped-up arrangement that suggested the decline of the Great American Songbook, except on Broadway and in Hollywood, where it would take another 10 years. But for now, there was Joni James in 1955 with Benjamin and Weiss's How Important Can It Be?
How important can it be that I've tasted other lips, that was long before you came to me, with the magic of your kiss. So the story got around of an old romance and me, but it happened oh so go. How important can it be? Mine was a young and a foolish heart, seeking love at every turn. But I have grown so much wiser now, even foolish hearts can learn. Let the past just fade away. Why get lost in yesterday? The important thing is here and now, and our love is here to stay. Mine was a young and a foolish heart, seeking love at any much wiser now. Even foolish hearts can learn. Let the past just fade away. Why get lost in yesterday? The important thing is here and now. And our love is here to stay.
Joni James, How Important Can It Be? Benjamin and Weiss wrote songs together until 1955, but the hits were fewer and farther between. They ended their collaboration. Weiss moved on to writing for Broadway, and Benjamin began to collaborate with Sol Marcus again. By the 1960s, rock and roll was well established, and some of the top songwriters were beginning to look more broadly. In 1964, Benjamin and Marcus wrote Lonely Man for Elvis Presley.
It's a lonely man who wanders all around. It's a lonely man who roams from town to town, searching, always searching for something he can't find, hoping, always hoping that someday fate will be kind. It's a lonely man who travels all when he has no one that he can call his own. Always so unhappy, taking shelter where he can. Here I am, come meet a lonely, lonely man.
Elvis Presley, Lonely Man. As popular music divided into different camps over the next half century, the Great American Songbook flourished with smaller audiences drawn to jazz clubs and cabarets. Such singers as Carmen McRae and Mabel Mercer continued to draw not only on the great standards of the American Songbook, but also on lesser-known songs of quality. In just this way, the songs of Benny Benjamin survive. Nina Simone, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, and John Pizzarelli, I Can't Get Up the Nerve to Kiss You.
Baby, you understand me now.
If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree. Joy that's hard to hide. And then sometimes again it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. More than my share, but that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, I'm just human. Don't you know I have faults like anyone? Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some little foolish thing, some simple thing that I've done. 'Cause I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood. I try so hard, so please don't let me be.
Up my mind to leave my fears behind. Can you try to carry out my schemes? I spend an hour each day rehearsing what to say, but practice doesn't pay, it seems. Can't get up the nerve to kiss you, baby. Not the way I kiss you in my dreams. Spend an hour each day rehearsing what to say. Ah, but practice doesn't pay, it seems. I can't get up the nerve to kiss you, baby. Not not the way I kiss you in my dreams.
Nina Simone with Benjamin Marcus and Gloria Caldwell's 1964, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, and John Pizzarelli with Benjamin and Weiss's 1945, I Can't Get Up the Nerve to Kiss You. Aside from a hit song that somebody might remember fondly, maybe the most important thing about Benny Benjamin's career is the way his songs let us trace what was happening in the music business in a time of change. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.